Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Wells Fargo launches LifeSync. U.S.-based financial institution Wells Fargo has announced the launch of its digital planning platform LifeSync, which will be available on its mobile application. TazaPay partners with Volt. TazaPay, a Singapore-based cross-border payments provider, has partnered with Volt, a payments gateway, to add open banking to its payment offerings. Santander partners with Sigfig. Spain-based Santander Bank has announced its partnership with US-based fintech Sigfig to incorporate digital tools into the investment process of customers. Nexi and Banco Sabadell form partnership in Spain. Italy-based fintech Nexi has entered a long-term partnership with Banco Sabadell regarding the merchant acquiring business in Spain. Corfi's new reconciliation tool to manage transaction data. UK-based payment orchestration platform Corify has announced the rollout of the Payment Reconciliation Centre. Cash-free payments buys one-click checkout company Zecpi. India-based fintech Cash-free Payments has strengthened its D2C payment offering by acquiring Zecpi, a one-click checkout company. QIB and MasterCard offer soft POS acceptance solution for merchants. Qatar Islamic Bank, QIB, has partnered with MasterCard to launch the new QIB soft POS app that turns an Android smartphone into a POS terminal for contactless payments. Coda Payments partners with KYC. Cross-border payments and solution provider Coda Payments has partnered with RegTech provider KYC to deliver straight-through corporate onboarding across APAC. MENA Fintech Association partners with Binance. MENA Fintech Association has partnered Binance to support the growth and innovation of the fintech industry in the MENA region. Crypto Refills adds a new payment option via Optimism. Netherlands-based blockchain gift card and commerce platform Crypto Refills has launched a new payment option through the Optimism Layer 2 network. Robinhood reveals SEC subpoena over crypto custody and listings. US-based retail trading app Robinhood has revealed that it received a subpoena from the SEC over crypto custody and listings. Sezzle pulls back from the brink, reports profitable fourth quarter. While Klarna posts eye-popping losses of $1 billion for 2022, US BNPL rival Sezzle exits the year on a profitable note, reporting a 16% jump in total income to $38.3 million. Klarna reports $1 billion loss. Swedish buy now, pay later giant Klarna continues to bleed red ink, posting a $1 billion loss for 2022, 47% up from a $680 million loss in 2021. Banco Sabadell to sell payments arm to Italy's Nexi. Spain's Banco Sabadell has sold an 80% stake in its payments unit Paycomit to Nexi for $280 million and inked a 10-year exclusive distribution deal with the Italian firm. Banks back Japan Metaverse Economic Zone. Major Japanese banks and tech firms have banded together on a metaverse infrastructure project that will, among other things, provide payments, authentication, and insurance services for users across platforms. Titojevri completes major systems upgrade for Serbia's chip card. Titojevri has completed a major systems upgrade for chip card, member of Payton, one of the leading payments processors in the Republic of Serbia. Sarvatra Technologies enables Assisi Bank, IDFC Bank and Pine Labs to extend UPI for G20 travelers. Sarvatra Technologies Limited, India's largest payments technology provider, announced its collaboration with Assisi Bank, IDFC Bank and Pine Labs Private Limited to facilitate all inbound travelers visiting India to make local payments using Unified Payments Interface, UPI, while they are in India. Cash-Free Payments acquires one-click checkout company, Zecbi. Cash-Free Payments, India's leading payments and API banking company, announced its strategic acquisition of Zecbi, a one-click checkout company. Bank of Israel opens payment network to international payments firms. The Bank of Israel has issued a framework providing international payment service providers access to regulated payment systems in Israel. BRDGE connects with Total Processing. Today, leading payment orchestration provider BRDGE announces that it has partnered with payments firm Total Processing to drive better payment experiences for merchants and customers. MobiForum creates Digital Wallet Expert Group. MobiForum, the global industry association empowering banks to shape the future of digital financial services, has launched a digital wallet expert group to help financial institutions explore emerging wallet use cases and assess their strategic options for commercial participation as the ecosystem evolves beyond payment-oriented use cases. Fiserv. Brits using prepaid gift cards to combat inflation and budget money. The cost of living crisis is changing how consumers purchase and use gift cards, with almost half, 47%, of British consumers taking advantage of gift card promotions such as bonus card value or discounts to combat inflation, according to the UK Prepaid Consumer Insights Survey released today by Fiserv, Inc., a leading global provider of payments and financial technology solutions. TazzaPay introduces open banking payments in UK and EU with Volt. TazzaPay, a Singapore-based cross-border payments provider, has partnered with leading global real-time payments gateway Volt to add open banking to its growing stack of payment offerings, as it accelerates its international growth plans across the UK and Europe. Equinix takes Colt's on-demand connectivity to three new markets. Colt Technology Services, the digital infrastructure company, today announced new software-driven connectivity in three countries, expanding its long-standing collaboration with Equinix, Inc., NASDAQ, EQIX. APAC fintech startups see decline across all venture capital funding stages in 2022. The Asia-Pacific, APAC, region has emerged as a significant hub for startups in the financial technology, fintech, industry over the past few years, with increasing number of venture capitalists, VCs, investing in the space. ClauseMatch partners with The Connector. ClauseMatch, a technology company developing solutions for regulatory compliance, is pleased to announce it has signed an agreement with The Connector, a technology commercial firm with an unconventional approach to assisting companies looking to scale up their client base, as well as financial services companies looking for a trustworthy third-party solution. Quantexa acquires Alien to enter text analytics market. Quantexa, a global leader in decision intelligence, D, solutions for the public and private sectors, announced today that it has acquired Alien, a Dublin-based leader in natural language processing, NLP, an advanced AI to empower its customers to collect, analyze, and understand unstructured text data. TNS relocates customers to new London Stock Exchange data center. Transaction Network Services, TNS, is actively migrating clients' trading and market data systems from the existing primary data center located in the City of London to the new London Stock Exchange Group, LSEG, data center near the Docklands, London. Climate tech startup Pelt 8 raises funds. Pelt 8, a Swiss climate tech startup helping businesses manage their sustainability reporting needs, has raised 0.5 million Swiss francs in pre-seed financing. Dubai International Financial Center chooses Napier for client screening. Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC, the leading global financial center in the Middle East, Africa and South Asia, MEASA region, has chosen anti-financial crime compliance specialist Napier to upgrade the screening services they employ with Napier client screening. Remitly to close digital banking service passbook. U.S.-based remittance processor Remitly has announced the decision to close Passbook, its virtual banking platform, in order to prioritize core users. Citizen partners with OpenPaid to augment its payment offering. UK-based fintech Citizen has chosen embedded finance infrastructure provider OpenPaid as its real-time payments provider. Bank of Israel releases a consultation paper for stablecoin regulation. The Bank of Israel has released a consultation paper that includes a plan to regulate stablecoins before a full-scale digital asset push. Coinbase suspends Binance stablecoin. Coinbase is delisting the Binance USD, BUSD, stablecoin, saying that the rival exchange's offering does not meet internal listing standards. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.